Well, we Toronto homeowners have just found out the plan is for a 6.9% tax hike for 2025. 5.4% of that is a property tax increase, and 1.5% is the annual city building fund levy. The mayor says the increase will help fund an improvement to key city services. Let's find out more about that plan from Toronto's city manager, Paul Johnson. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So, Paul, we're going to get to some of those key city services here in a few minutes. But this property tax increase coming off a 9.5% increase last year, Torontonians more and more struggling to make ends meet. But this this increase is needed to pay for those important services. So perhaps you can quickly remind our listeners how property taxes, property tax increases are really one of the few ways for the city to actually make money.
Well, it is. The city, as all municipalities, have very few tools to raise revenue. It would be fantastic, and we've been advocating for years, if we had what we call growth-related taxes, things that grow with the economy, income taxes, sales taxes. We don't have access to any of that. In fact, municipalities are around 9 to 10% of the overall taxes. That's our share of the overall taxes that one would pay. So the other orders of government are obviously receiving much more in terms of those taxes. So we have limited tools we can use. A lot of fees is what we look at as municipalities. And then, of course, the big one is the property tax base. What I will say is last year, as we came out of the pandemic, we had some significant challenges in our budget. We did say to Torontonians that that this was going to be a multi-year approach. The good news, if there is good news in there, and I'm not trying to suggest at all that there isn't an affordability issue in our community right now, but the good news is our plan is working. This is a smaller property tax increase than last year. We started with a smaller opening pressure in terms of how we keep the city functioning and all of its services going. And then along the way, we're able to not only maintain the services that are here today, but actually make some targeted investments in additional enhancements along the way. And the other thing to remind people of is that a 1% property tax increase generates about $46 million. So it's not quite as much money sometimes as people think it is.
Okay, so we almost could buy into the 9.5% increase last year because we were in an inflationary period of 8, 9, 10% year over year. Now we're below 2%. So how do you justify the 6.9%?
Well, two things. One is, we are still trying to figure out a way that we get to sustainability based on a number of factors that came out of the pandemic. Our transit service, though, getting and inching back to the pre-pandemic levels is still not there. And we run the largest transit system in the country. And then we have some additional pressures that, thankfully, the provincial government last year provided some investments around. But when you look at housing, when you look at homelessness, when you look at some of these services that Toronto, even our emergency services, that Toronto just has some pressures that are beyond what any other municipality has. In order to maintain those services, it is not possible for us to look at increases that would be at that 2 or below 2%. So those are where their choices are made. And I think it's important also to recognize that from a city services, day-to-day services perspective, the increase is 5.4%. And then, council has said we need to raise more money for capital, particularly around transit and housing, and that's the additional 1.5. I know the pressure it puts on Torontonians, so does council and so does the mayor. But this is how we're finding our way to financial sustainability over the next couple of years.
In our final minute or so here, Paul, and we're speaking with Paul Johnson, city manager. Yesterday, the city proposing a 6.9% property tax increase for 2025. You touched on some of those services, Paul. Transit, of course, and policing, emergency services. Maybe you can be a little bit more specific as to where some of this property tax money is going to go.
Sure. We've been listening to Torontonians through the budget process. We also did a citywide survey around services. And so here's where some of those investments will be in terms of keeping people safe across our emergency services, fire, police, and paramedics, additional staffing so that we'll be able to see those services continue to keep up with the growing community that we're here as or that we see as well. Putting more resources into the public library so more can expand to Sunday services and open 7 days a week, enhancing some of the cleaning and recreation recreational facilities, expanding outdoor pool hours when those outdoor pool hours when those outdoor pools are open. The other thing about moving around is we're talking about 500,000 hours of new service on the TTC, which is good news. Looking at ways that we can be more efficient at the TTC as well in terms of its operations. And then the other piece around congestion is adding more traffic agents so that downtown intersections can continue to move. Finally, I would say that, a key investment is more kids will be fed through school food programs this coming year if this budget is approved as it is. And so those are some of the areas that we're looking at. They are areas that Torontonians said were important to them. And alongside maintaining all the other really important services that we have to do on a daily basis, we're going to be making those key investments. Last thing I'll say in just 5 or 10 seconds is we are making some of the largest capital investments in Toronto we've ever seen, a capital budget over the next 10 years of $60 billion. That is stuff like better roads and sidewalks, bike lanes, rec facilities, and of course, making sure we can tackle some of the needs we have around flooding mitigation and all of that. So all in all, lots of investment that Torontonians can see and enjoy. It does, however, obviously come with a cost.
Right. Well, Toronto.ca, you can find out more about the consultations in person and virtually because it's not over yet. It is a multi-week process. Paul Johnson, Toronto City Manager, thanks for the initial discussion.
Thanks very much.